From Tidbits on June 22, 2009, this is the audio edition of iPhone 3GS Sells 1 Million Units in Its First Weekend, written by Doug McLean. Apple has announced that 1 million iPhone 3GS units were sold during the phone's first 3 days of availability. Interestingly, this is the exact amount of time it took the iPhone 3G, released on July 11, 2008, to clear 1 million units. The iPhone 3GS also launched in just 8 countries, compared to the 24 countries for the iPhone 3G launch. Despite the incredible anticipation and memorable images of lines spilling out of Apple retail stores, the original iPhone didn't hit the 1 million mark until 74 days after its release on June 29, 2007. Although it's interesting to compare these numbers, we have to take a number of factors into account, especially when considering the time it took the original iPhone to hit the 1 million mark. While the subsidized prices for the iPhone 3G 8GB and 16GB models were the same as for the iPhone 3GS 16GB and 32GB models, $199 and $299 respectively, the original iPhone's 4GB and 8GB models were priced at $499 and $599 without subsidies. Selling at roughly double the cost and under first-generation scrutiny and skepticism, the original iPhone's 74-day wait to sell 1 million units is easily understandable. It's also worth considering that since the original iPhone's debut, Apple has opened more retail stores and a wider population has caught on to the iPhone phenomenon and even the concept of owning a smartphone. Additional years of marketing, positive reviews, and awards should also be acknowledged when considering the tremendous reduction in time it took both the iPhone 3G and 3GS to hit the 1 million milestone. But how should we think about the apparently identical sales statistics for the iPhone 3G and iPhone 3GS? Some factors point to lowered expectations, such as the dour economy. The major bank failures that signaled the most serious phase of the economic crisis came after the release of the iPhone 3G in July 2008. Plus, at least in the United States, AT&T's fumbling of the iPhone 3GS upgrade pricing may have caused some people to hold off on upgrading. See Call AT&T for the Best iPhone Upgrade Price, published on June 15, 2009, and AT&T Improves and Clarifies iPhone Upgrade Eligibility, published on June 17, 2009. While AT&T eventually improved its wayward upgrade policy to be more friendly to loyal customers, initial reporting may still have negatively affected the first weekends of sales. On the opposite end of the spectrum, the iPhone 3GS could have exceeded the sales of its predecessor, given the additional year of marketing and press and an improved list of specs for the same price points. This year's model also had the benefit of online pre-orders, with devices shipped free for arrival or available for pickup at an Apple store on launch day. The iPhone 3G required in-person sales and activation at the beginning of its run. Which generation's 1 million sold mark is the greater accomplishment is thus a difficult question to answer, but quite the enjoyable problem to have if you're Apple. Meanwhile, the demographics of who partook in this first weekend shopping spree will likely remain unknown, though this year it likely contained a slew of generation-jumping owners of the original iPhone, a healthy dash of iPhone 3G upgraders, and likely some wide-eyed newcomers too. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.